This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Love it. Soak it all in. Put it on the bulletin board. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Detroit, ESPN, The Ringer, and The Athletic. I had asked. It was a homework assignment over the last month. Let's find the haters. Let's find anybody doubting the Cavs right now, because you're wine and gold. Now, they didn't clinch home court advantage through the Eastern Conference, but it feels like they clinched it. They're 48-10. The Celtics lost last night to the Detroit Pistons. By the way, congratulations to J.B. Bickerstaff. They've won 8 in a row. They are now not the talk of the league, because I feel like the Cavs are the talk of the league right now, but Nice win, Detroit, against the Boston Celtics. And looky here, the Cavaliers in command of the Eastern Conference, in command of the home court for the entirety of the Eastern Conference playoffs. And maybe with the slight edge over the Thunder, home court throughout the NBA playoffs. Anthony Lima and in for Ken Carman. Today, we welcome somebody who knows the Cavs better than just about anybody else, Danny Cunningham.
Good morning.
Is in studio.
How are you?
Danny, you heard all the haterade that Owen put together, as the kids used to say like 30 years ago. So, Danny, you heard all of that, and you saw what happened last night with the Boston Celtics. Now what, Jaylen Brown did not play
right in
that game, so you and I are looking forward to Friday night, and what a big game that is. Perhaps maybe Boston might have been looking ahead. I'm still curious who they're going to play in that game and whether or not Darius Garland is going to play in that game. But right now, we are talking about a late February. How many days are there in February?
28. One more day.
Okay.
One more day. As late as
tilt.
It gets in February. Doesn't get any later in February than tomorrow.
Someone's got to teach me the song so I can teach it to my kids, because I still, at
how
the age
know
of 43.
February is 28 days.
Well, I don't
most
know
years.
With the leap year, and then I get confused. Does it go the other way? Is it 27 days? Or is it 29 days?
We leap every voting year.
Oh. And I voted. I made sure
every
to vote.
Every presidential voting year, I should say.
So you leap before you vote.
I did not vote in the primary.
Correct.
Despite what people might think about
it. They give you one more day to think about it. Are you really sure you want to do that?
That's what we need.
So, first of all, you wake up this morning, or maybe you saw it last night, and you see that the Celtics lost. Are you thinking in your mind it's over? Home court is the Cavs.
So now they're 6.5 games up. They're 7 games up in the loss column. Do you think the Cavs are going to lose 7 games the rest of the season? Because I don't. I don't know if they're going to finish with 67 wins, 66, 65, but they're going to be somewhere in their ballpark.
Danny, I think even if, knock on wood, best player in the Cavs had to miss a bunch of games, like I still think it would be hard for them.
Because I also don't think Boston's going to run through the finish line of this regular season. They're going to want to play better basketball, I think, in the month of March than what we've seen from them for most of the season. But they don't have enough time left. There are not enough games left in the regular season for them to make up this gap. I think that this conversation is over. The Cavs are going to start every series in the Eastern Conference at home, and they're going to have any potential game seven in the Eastern Conference at home. The only regular season questions that we should have left are, what do they look like tomorrow night in Boston, and what is, without question, I think their biggest game of the season? And two, do they ultimately finish with the best record in the league? Do they have a better record than Oklahoma City? And would a potential game one of the finals against the Thunder be in Cleveland or OKC? Like, those are the only two regular season questions I have left.
And the other question I would add is this the best Cavs regular season ever? I'm hesitating because I still think 2017 was the best team.
Sure, but not the best regular season.
I'm lumping in the playoffs. We have the 66 win Cavs under LeBron, the first go around in 2009 that they finished that year, and we all thought that team was going to the NBA Finals, and that didn't happen,
right,
unfortunately. But you know, those are the only questions that I really have about this team. Like, I don't even know, is there another level? Are they capable of even reaching another level in the regular season? I don't even know. They've been so good. They've had three huge win streaks. They've added the wing that they so desperately needed, in my opinion, come playoff time. They've added that guy. So they're at such a point. Like, can they? I mean, they shot almost 60% from three the other night and drilled a team that blew them out a year ago twice in Orlando.
Right.
Like, how much better can the Cavs even play?
I mean, I do think that they have another level to get to. I don't know that we'll see it in the regular season, just because it's not going to be necessary to see in the regular season. They've proven everything that they can prove in.
You're telling me how their peak of this year,
I mean,
that you've seen, is not good enough to beat Boston. You're saying they have to get to another level.
I think it is, but I think they're capable of getting to another level. I think both things can be true, because if you look at this team, and I really strongly feel that if Boston didn't exist, that people nationally would feel much different about the Cavs than they do, even with the Cavs not having proven it in the postseason yet. But if there wasn't a team that just won the title and brought everybody back in the Boston Celtics, and very clearly in Boston has not kept their foot down on the gas for the entire regular season the way that the Cavs have and the way that Oklahoma City has, I think people would view the Cavs differently, because they've been so dominant. They've been so good in every facet. Yeah, defensively, maybe they haven't been great all season, but they've been really good.
You know, they have that level.
But
they,
you
can
know,
get to. Yeah,
that's the area where you kind of give them the benefit of the doubt, because they've proven year after year with this same roster that they know how to be great on that end. And offensively, they are right now the second best offense the NBA has ever seen. So we would be talking about this team.
There's been a better offense than this?
Last year's Boston. That's it.
It's hard to believe.
That is the only team in NBA history with a better offensive rating than what the Cavs have right now. And it's like by hundredths of a point per possession. Like, it's really, really close. That's how good the Cavs are. We would be talking about them as surefire one Eastern Conference favorites. Like, if Boston didn't exist, I think the Cavs would probably be like minus 300 to win the Eastern Conference. Like, that's how big of a gap there is between them and everybody else. And you watch the game against New York, there's a canyon between them and the Knicks. And then everybody else other than Boston is worse than New York. Like, there's just not another team in the Eastern Conference that I think is capable of beating the Cavs other than the Celtics. And I feel the same way about Boston. The only team that's capable of beating the Celtics in the Eastern Conference is the Cavs.
All right, so I thought it was interesting. We came in today, and we were on completely opposite sides about Friday. We're on the same side that we want to see both teams healthy Friday.
Yes.
Would be awesome, right? Would be just an awesome matchup between these two teams. Unfortunately, you know how the NBA load management gods operate, and you certainly know how, just coming into this game, like, Darius miss the last two.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Looks like Jaylen Brown has missed a few for the Boston Celtics.
So he played on, they played Tuesday night.
They played Toronto.
Right, played, he left that game briefly with a leg injury, came back. And then didn't play last night. I don't know if that's like a legitimate thing, or I don't know if it was just, hey, it's the second night of a back-to-back. I really hope that he plays tomorrow night. I really hope that Darius Garland, I would anticipate that Darius will be able to play. Like the Cavs have made that seem as if it's not a very serious injury for him. I really hope that both teams are at full strength, because we haven't seen that. In the three games that the Cavs played against Boston, Kristaps Porzingis obviously didn't play in the first one in Boston. The Cavs had four rotation players out in that game.
And Brown didn't play in the second one.
These two teams have not been fully healthy for any of the three games that they've played.
Yeah, Cavs did not have Okoro and Wade.
Well, and Max Strus didn't play in the game that they won because he hadn't made his season debut yet. In the two games the Cavs have lost, I believe they were missing three or four rotation players in both of those games. And the Cavs, to be fair here, it's not as if, you know, Boston's the only team they haven't been healthy against. They've only had two games this year with their entire roster available. But I really hope tomorrow night is number three. Like, I think, because that is the most important regular season game the Cavs will play.
So I posed the question on X the other day. And, of course, as always, our social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. But I said, is there any chance we get some Missoula mind games where Friday he says, you know what? The last thing I would want to do is give this new version of the Cavs any kind of confidence, whether it's in their rotations, whether it's just going and beating them outright with DeAndre Hunter now on the team. Like, the last thing I'd want to do is do that. Plus, they can't really, like you just said it, you don't think there's a way that they could even catch the Cavs. So it's not about we need this win for seeding purposes. Seems like Boston is like, we can go on the road anywhere and beat anybody anytime.
Well, they're better on the road than they are at home. Like, their away record this year and for the past several years has been better on the road, even in the postseason last year. Like, where did the Cavs win a game against Boston in the second round? It was in TD Garden. Like, that is not something that is abnormal for them. They are a team that historically, at least in this era of Boston Celtics basketball, has been better away from home. And that's a weird thing, but it's the truth. So they do feel that way. It's not something as if, especially having a team that has been there, done that. And we saw this with the Cavs when LeBron was here. They got the one seed the year they won the title. We all, I think, agree that 2016-17 team was the better basketball team. Do you know how many regular season games they won that year?
What was that?
51.
Yeah, like that's remarkable to think about.
Right, but they were, I think, significantly more talented than the team that won the title, but they just didn't care.
And also, their goal, certainly under Ty Lue, was to peak at the right time. Now, I throw out peaking at the right time with this team because they've just been good wire to wire.
Right.
So if anybody's like, hey, guys, this is not the time to peak, I'm like, when did they peak? They've been good across the board.
They had a bad week in January, basically.
They had one bad week in November and one bad week
in January, and that's basically been accounted for, what, 6 of their 10 losses so far?
Yeah, because the bad week way back when was the Hawks around Thanksgiving time. Like, they right?
They lost the day before Thanksgiving to Atlanta, the day after Thanksgiving to Atlanta, and then they came back and they beat Boston a couple of nights later.
That did cost them the in-season tournament, though.
Which, you know, we'll see what kind of a factor.
For the best.
We'll see what kind of a factor that is. 216-474-0092. I just get nervous. You know, the NBA, a lot of the criticism the NBA gets, and rightfully so, 100% rightfully so, is that when I tune into a game, I'm not getting the best of these teams. The stakes are not high, and that's what I'm worried about Friday. The stakes are not high in terms of the number one seed. You and I are in agreement on that.
Right.
Boston doesn't seem to care now. They're going to be in, quote, LeBron's favorite term during the regular season, chill mode, probably the rest of the year, because the only thing that matters to Boston is keeping Porzingis healthy, right?
And well, I think it's keeping everybody healthy. Sure. I don't think it's just Porzingis.
Sure, but I say Porzingis because I don't know that they can obtain that other level. I know they were able to do it in the finals last year, but when I look at the Cavs, like I don't think they could get away with Porzingis being injured this year.
No,
against the Cavs.
Because look at what they faced last year. Look at their run through the postseason last year. Did they face a team that was fully healthy on their way to winning a title? No they didn't.
No.
But you know what? There was not a team last year in the NBA, aside from Boston, who was great, but there wasn't a team as good as the Cavs this year. There wasn't a team as good as what Oklahoma City is this year. Those teams didn't exist in their current forms last year. So Boston's run through the postseason, should they make it, is going to be infinitely tougher this year, even if you want to make the case, and I would probably agree with this, that beyond Cleveland and Boston, I think the Eastern Conference is worse this year than it was last year.
Yes.
Beyond Oklahoma City, is there a team I view that is capable of winning the title out West? Maybe not. But I think that there are three like historically great teams in the NBA this year. That was not the case last year. No matter who wins the title this year, it's going to be more difficult because if you are Boston or Cleveland, let's say the Cavs or the Celtics win the title. They're going to have to go through each other, which is beating a historically good team in the conference finals, and then they're going to have to most likely go through Oklahoma City, who has the best net rating of any team ever. Like, that is what we're talking about here.
Are you attempting to throw water on what I have attempted to make a topic over the last week, salivating over a potential Cleveland versus LeBron NBA finals?
I just haven't seen enough from the Lakers to know. Like, is that possible? Sure, but I
can't even believe it's possible, but I've watched the Lakers. I've watched the Lakers of late, and I'm seeing LeBron get that look on his face, in the eye. I'm starting to look at him, and I'm like, oh, my God, this could be dangerous.
He's starting to think.
By the way, to be fair, I'm also kind of thinking that about Golden State out of nowhere.
No,
Jimmy Butler.
I don't see it with Golden State. I don't think Golden State's going to be able to do it in the postseason. Like, are they better? Are they giving themselves a better opportunity?
And they got two
sure.
Great guys to attack it. They got Jimmy Butler has been one of those rare postseason guys that can take teams with lesser talent. Now he's playing with Steph Curry, who has not had a great year.
I would be floored if they beat Oklahoma City. I just don't see them being able to score enough in that series, and I don't think that they have somebody that can stop Shea. I don't. I think that the Lakers have a better chance because the Lakers at least can make the case, and Golden State can't do this. The Lakers can make the case they have the best player on the floor in any series. Maybe not against Denver, but against anyone else, they can say that because of Luka. Golden State can't do that. That's not what Jimmy is. That's not what Steph is.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.